History books tell us that life in Edo saw people living in one of four classes: samurai, farming peasants, artisan, or merchants. The system of organizing people by moral purity originally saw its roots in China and has seen popularity in Vietnam, Korea, and Indonesia. In the original style, these classes were not related to wealth or standing, neither were they hereditary. However, in Japan, this was not the case. Social mobility in Japan during this time was extremely limited. During the Edo period, in reality, there were eight classes. Starting from the top, there was the emperor, followed by the court nobility. These two groups constituted the figurehead and the ruling court. Next was the shogun, the daimyo, and the samurai. These three constituted the actual ruling class. Finally, there were the peasants, craftsmen, and merchants. In this system, people were ranked by importance. Samurai came first because they set a high moral example for others to follow, and this was a way to justify their ruling status. Then came farmers, because they contributed items that were necessary to keep society functioning. Artisans were next, because although what they created was beautiful, it wasn't exactly necessary. And at the bottom of the pecking order came merchants, because they created wealth without producing anything. This system came with a multitude of problems. Since the merchants were getting wealthy and the samurai only received a stipend from the government, it started to change the power dynamic. Samurai were not able to keep up with the costs of inflation and in some instances became indebted to merchants. The resentment between the classes, along with the challenges inherent in maintaining the system, heavily contributed to the changes that followed during the Meiji Restoration.